Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview I did last Saturday in Salisbury as the town of Salisbury celebrated their 150th anniversary.
Now I'm in Salisbury. It's the 150th celebration for the town of Salisbury. Right now I'm with Holly Kaiser, who's branch manager for U.S. Bank in Salisbury. Holly, a busy day today. You've got a lot of events going on. Talk about a few of those that are happening.
And we have several vendors downtown right now. They're going to be here from about 10:30 to 6 o'clock tonight. And we also have Toby's Carnival from Marceline. They're down here. And they have a few rides for the kiddies along with some food. And we have a fish fry that's going to be by the Shriners Club from 11 to 2 at our senior center. And we have a really neat quilt show going on from 11 to 2 also. It's at the Methodist Church. They have quilts, over 90 quilts, ranging from about the 1800s to current.
Wow.
It's beautiful. So I got to do a little sneak preview the other day.
I just saw the Shriners Parade. It went through. The kids really enjoyed that. And a lot of candy was thrown out there. That's what the kids like.
That's what the kids like, yes. It was a neat parade to see. Had some really great motorcycles and tricycles of theirs out. So, yeah, that was really neat.
Coming up at noon, they're going to be opening a time capsule here. It's right in front of your back. Do you have any idea what's in there?
A few of the items we think, we have no clue. We think there's some personal letters that some of the family members have wrote from the 60s and put them in there. We've had a few families contact us, and they're wanting their letters. So we're kind of anxious to see if that's what's in there, and we're hoping some newspaper clippings and just some items from that time period to see.
I know they do have items that are going to be going back in there. Any idea what some of those might be?
Sanders, Decorating and Design, they gave us the top colors of 2017, and we're going to put that in there. I know the bank, we did the CD rates of today.
Oh, that's
so great. We thought that would be kind of neat to see in 50 years what the rates will be then. KMMO did the 2017 chart
right,
songs.
We did the top songs of 2017.
I know some of the businesses have gone through and did their business cards and wrote the date they were established, and so we're going to put those in there. Some family have donated some pictures, and we're still taking that stuff. We're not going to seal the vault, the time capsule, up right away, so they still have time to bring them in, and they can drop them off here at the bank, and we'll get them in there.
When they seal them up, how long will it be until they open it again?
I think we're going to go another 50 years.
Another 50 years, okay. Are you planning on being here for that? I'll meet you right here, this spot, in 50 years, okay?
Well, I hope I'm still here.
Oh, me too.
Well, I did not get a chance to stay for the opening of the time capsule last Saturday in Salisbury. It is now Tuesday, and I just visited again this morning with Holly Kaiser about the contents of the time capsule. Along with the letters that Holly mentioned from folks in the 60s to their children, grandchildren, and family members, there was also a centennial banner, a centennial coin, plate, and bells, as well as a button for the Brothers of the Brush, the men who grew beards for the centennial. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.